sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall, on Christmas Eve, December 24th, 2024, entitled God in the Ordinary. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton podcasts on the web, or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube Music, TuneIn Radio, or Podchaser podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher.
So they went and found the child lying in a manger. I think most of us will agree that there's something special about Christmas Eve. And I suppose it doesn't hurt that you can see your breath. And it doesn't hurt that this year it's actually a white Christmas. It is not always so. But tonight it seems that the stars shine a little brighter. The cold doesn't seem as cold as usual. There's something in the air, maybe. A feeling that seems to permeate everything. Ultimately, it's not so for all, but even for those not caught by the Spirit, there's something at least different about the eve of Christmas. Whether it's the anticipated coming of Claus, or the fact that at least in our part of the world, almost every home with the capability has outside lights shining this night. Maybe it's the wake of all the good deeds performed over the last few weeks, giving to those in need, preparing gifts for loved ones and friends, stringing balsam boughs and erecting trees of fir or pine right in the middle of our living space. It might be gifts patiently waiting at home under those trees to be torn from their secretive wrapping and adored by the receiver. Whatever it is, Christmas Eve is a unique time. Full of childhood and past memories, it's the hope of all that this year, new memories made, will be just as sweet. For many, the stars just seem to shine brighter at Christmas. But you know, this is also just an ordinary night. Darkness fell tonight just about as early as it ever does. It happens to be the 358th night of the year, the 24th of December, but it's just an ordinary night. It just so happens that we celebrate something extraordinary that happened on an ordinary night, just like this, something in a long past history, centuries ago, that is remembered by a healthy portion of the world's citizens. Something happened. Something incredibly marvelous and miraculous, which makes this night holy despite the ordinariness of it all. It was on a night like this that the world met the Christ. Whatever way we see it, whatever way it is told, it was holiness in the midst of the ordinary. God present in the midst of common people like you and me. We always expect God to work in mysterious ways, in supernatural occurrences, with miraculous events. But you know, far more often God is at work in the midst of the common, familiar, the ordinary ways. God was working in those ways in the birth of Jesus. The people who came to see him saw only a human being. He lived like a man and he died like a man. And yet, through the eyes of faith, many see him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And that was the miracle. That's what the celebration is all about. And yet, though, just like us, God was present in this baby child man in a way that no one can fully explain, John tries his hand at it in the first few verses of his gospel. He says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." The holiness of God coming into the ordinary. Incarnation. God as a human being. So a holy happening in an ordinary setting. That's how God came at Christmas, and that's how God comes today. We often miss God's presence because we're looking for the ghostly apparition, the blinding flash of light, or the undeniable voice speaking in the night. God can and does come that way. But more often, he comes in the ordinary. There might be some wisdom in the suggestion that if we haven't seen him lately, perhaps it is there we need to look. John Keble, priest, scholar, hymn writer, and tractarian in the late 19th century, penned the words of a hymn we would never suggest be sung on Christmas Eve. Still, its message may actually shed the incarnational light we squint so hard to see at this time of year. The text begins, "New every morning is the love our wakening and uprising prove." And another verse says, "If on our daily course our minds be set to hallow all we find, new treasure still of countless price God will provide for sacrifice." And even more to the point, "The trivial round, the common task, would furnish all we ought to ask. Room to deny ourselves. A road to bring us daily nearer God." The secret of Christmas is precisely that God chose to express his holiness in the ordinary. What happened on the first Christmas was that God became present among us. I guess you could say his present was his presence. And it's ours too. He didn't come like some Greek god warrior, hurling lightning bolts and shouting with a loud voice like thunder. He didn't come as a white-bearded judge sitting on a golden throne, dispensing judgment on the good and the evil. He came as a little child, a simple, plain, ordinary baby, born to peasants in a town no one here would have ever heard of had it not been recorded so carefully centuries ago. These are ordinary times. Although we light candles tonight, elsewhere, children are cold and have little to eat. Nations plot to get the one up on others with military force. Palestinians and Israelis, Russians and Ukrainians shooting at each other. Some of us mourn this night. Nothing much has changed just because tonight is Christmas Eve. And yet God's Spirit is present in all those places and with all those people. That Spirit calls them to hope, calls us to share, calls all to believe that light shines in the dark. I like most Christmas carols, really, but one of my favorite Christmas songs is called The Secret of Christmas. And the text goes like this. It's not the glow you feel when snow appears. It's not the Christmas card you've sent for years. Not the joyful sound when sleigh bells ring, or the merry songs children sing. The little gift you send on Christmas Day will not bring back the friend you've turned away. So may I suggest the secret of Christmas. It's not the things you do at Christmas time, but the Christmas things you do all year through.
Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit ChristChurchCathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@ChristChurchCathedral.com or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon at 506-450-8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit.